is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Travis don't want to be home.
Are you sleeping with him?
Yes.
You know what? The only reason he was with you is because you spread your legs.
Facebook fights.
Facebook fights every Tuesday at right around this time. On Tuesdays, we get together and kick this thing around a little bit. We dally in the digital drama that occurs and bring it to life here on the radio show. In Facebook fights, bout number one, it starts out being chat about chicken and pretty soon becomes a referendum on education. It's Facebook fights, bout number one. Starts with Ellie. By the way, I explained earlier, Sean, you weren't in the room. I know, none of these things is firing on time. That these are all alphabetical today. So whatever character's name is the highest on the alphabetical list is going to go to Michael over here.
Because oh, okay.
He's the highest alphabetically of the four of us.
Okay, all right.
So the rotation is Michael, me, Rod, you.
Okay, all right.
And it equates directly to the names of the characters in these stories.
All right.
So who plays the part of Ellie?
I do.
All right, so Rod starts. Facebook fights bout number one.
Man, this chicken doesn't look done, does it?
Looks pretty good to me.
Oh, gross. That chicken looks raw inside. I wouldn't eat it out of fear of getting that disease that sounds like a fish.
There's
that disease.
There's that public school education at work for you.
What? What? It sounds like the name of a fish.
What in the hell are you talking about, Danny?
You know, that disease, it sounds like a fish. You get it from eating raw meat, for God's sake.
Oh, you mean Sam and Ella.
You mean Salmonella.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Sam and Ella.
Okay, forget the chicken. I'm selling my house before my kids start public school around here.
I would tell you to back off on the schools, except that I called it a library until junior year.
A library.
The library. Getting the Sam and the Ella.
And the library.
I'm your Wilford Brimley, and you're getting your Sam and your Ella. Oh, bout number two is vaccine shot. Yes, vaccine chat. Here we go, kids. It's Facebook fights. Bout number two.
Starts with Mike, but really, I'm playing Mike.
Yes,
Mike.
You're Mike, and then I'm Joe.
Got my vaccine. Feeling good. Ready to party.
Hell yeah! Open things up. Let's get back to it.
Let's rap, brother. I'm invincible.
I can't wait to get mine, man. It might be a bit.
Okay. Two questions, Mike. Yeah. How did you get yours so early, and why do you feel invincible?
I also have a question.
Yes, Denise.
Have you had both shots or just one?
Well, ladies, I have my ways, and a gentleman never tells. I've had just one shot, and I feel invincible because, duh!
Yeah, duh!
It doesn't seem fair that you skip the line.
And you will need the second shot to really be covered.
It's who you know, baby.
Right? Is it right?
It's not right, and don't call me baby.
Where will you get your second shot?
I'll figure it out. Don't worry, your pretty little head.
My pretty little head can do whatever it damn well pleases.
Whoa! Hey, simmer down, sweetheart!
Yes!
I am not going to calm down. You skipped the line.
Good for me.
Yeah, why can't you be happy for him?
Yeah, thank you, Joe.
Okay, Joe. I'll be happy for Mike, a 50-something guy, healthy and working from home. He got his shot while you, Joe, are 60-something with underlying conditions driving a bus every day and unable to get yours.
Again, it's who you know.
Wait a minute. Now that you put it that way, Mike, you kind of suck.
Thank you. Wait a minute, you guys are making me out to be the bad guy.
If the shoe fits.
You are a selfish jerk.
Okay, now I'm getting pissed.
Simmer down.
Yeah, don't worry your pretty little head.
I'm out.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike, you jerk.
You jerk. Mike had the hook. Put out the hook. All right, finally, it's bout number three. This goes all the way back to the Super Bowl. Facebook fights bout number three.
And it starts with me again. Rod as Brad. I'm never having people over again. I'm generous enough to invite you over to my Super Bowl party, my get-together, and you bring your perverted uncle, who double-dips chicken wings and blue cheese dressing the entire night. I'm beyond mad.
Is that why you got mad in front of everybody tonight? No offense, bro, but that party turned really uncomfortable.
Well, I'm hot because Alex brought his perverted uncle with him. His uncle is a known pervert. He promises to give women candy bars if they flash their boobs. It's known throughout the neighborhood, and the worst part of the night is that douche double-dipped the entire night. I finally snapped.
Alex's uncle is so gross. You know, with that said, you did make things uncomfortable there, Brad, too. I mean, there was no need to slap him. I'm just saying.
Listen, my uncle never did that stuff people accused him of. Stop being a little bitch, Brad. My uncle did nothing wrong tonight, and now you're on social media still talking about it. Let it go. You need anger management, bro.
Alex? I don't know if your uncle asked women to flash him with candy bars or whatnot, but I do know he definitely double-dipped chicken wings in the blue cheese the entire night. It was gross.
I don't think double-dipping chicken wings deserves the, quote, slap heard round the world. Like I said earlier, it was a very uncomfortable party.
I know things got weird tonight. I think double-dipping is rude and gross. COVID, bro! What about COVID? I had no idea your uncle was coming. That dude looks like he reeks of COVID. That's how you get slapped.
We all double dip. It's like peeing in the pool. We all act like we don't do it, but we do. Slapping my uncle is something you should be in jail for. In fact, maybe that's what I'll work on tomorrow. See you in the slammer, Brad.
Well, if I'm in jail, you are not invited next year.
It's Facebook Fights. Every Tuesday right around this time, it's Perverted Uncle the Double Dipper. If you see one, send it over to us, if you would. Send it to rumble at fm99.com. We appreciate it.